Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 13, 12 to 16. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 12 to 16. So also Jesus suffered and died outside the city gates to make his people holy by means of his own blood. So let us go out to him outside the camp and bear the disgrace he bore. For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. My theme for reflection is living outside the gate. Living outside the gate, a faith that becomes visible. There is something quietly revealing about how we curate ourselves, what we wear, where we go, and what we post, constantly positioning ourselves within spaces that affirm us, protect us, and cost us as little as possible. We instinctively gravitate toward what feels safe, familiar, and rewarding. Yet the Christian life at its core unsettles this instinct. It calls us not merely to remain inside, but to step outside the gate into a deeper, truer kind of belonging. In Hebrews 13, 12 to 16, the writer offers a striking image. Jesus suffered outside a city gate. In the ancient world, what was unclean or rejected was taken outside the camp, beyond honor, beyond recognition, and beyond safety. To be outside was to be forgotten. And yet, this is precisely where Christ chooses to stand, not within the structures of power or comfort, but in the place of rejection and vulnerability. This is no accident. It is a profound theological statement. In Christ, the place of exclusion becomes the place of redemption. For the early Christians, this was not poetic language, but lived reality. To follow Christ often meant social alienation, economic loss, and even persecution. To go to him outside the camp was to accept a life not governed by applause, but by allegiance. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer reminds us, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. A dying not merely of the body, but of ego, self-preservation, and the relentless need to be affirmed. Yet this call, demanding as it is, opens into something profoundly life-giving. The passage does not end with loss, but with offering, a sacrifice of praise, a life poured out in doing good and sharing with others. This resonates with Romans 12:1. Where worship becomes embodied in everyday living. Faith is no longer confined to sacred spaces. It becomes visible in ordinary acts of kindness, courage, and generosity. For us today, this presses into the quiet compromises we make. How often do we soften our convictions to remain accepted? How often do we prioritize comfort over calling? Christ does not invite us into recklessness, but into a costly faithfulness, a life where integrity matters more than image and obedience more than convenience. And here is the paradox that transforms everything. In stepping outside the gate with Christ, we do not lose life, we find it. We discover a freedom that is not dependent on approval, a security not tied to circumstance, and a purpose not diminished by rejection. The world may offer many gates, promising access, influence, and ease, but they often lead only to the restless cycles of uncertainty and self-seeking. Christ, however, leads us into a life that is anchored, abundant, and enduring. So the question is no longer whether we are inside or outside by the world's standards, but whether we are where Christ is. Will we remain within the safe boundaries of comfort, or will we step into the deeper, risk-filled, grace-filled space where Christ already waits? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I choosing acceptance over faithfulness, and what is it costing my spiritual life? Number two, what would it look like today to follow Christ more visibly and courageously? And now our simple exercise for the day. Choose one intentional act of goodness or generosity that stretches you beyond comfort. Do it quietly without recognition as an offering to God. Lord Jesus, you who suffered outside the gate for our sake, draw us beyond the safety of appearances into the depths of true discipleship. Give us courage to follow you when it costs, wisdom to discern your path, and grace to live lives that reflect your love. May our faith not remain hidden in comfort, but shine through action, truth, and compassion. And as we walk with you, may we discover the fullness of life, the life you have promised. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.